It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. On this beautiful midweek, I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. It's going to be an amazing next few episodes. A lot of people have been asking me my thoughts on some of this stuff. We're just going to jump in. We're going to call this one The Fear of the Lord. It was September of 2008. Something wild happened once we got married. Actually, the best man at my wedding was down in Florida, leading really just an amazing, huge, you know, move of God. And I remember we rented a place in Connecticut. We didn't stay in it for like the first 8 months. We were traveling. There were, you know, crowds. I'm talking like stadium type amount of people coming every night to certain miracle meetings. And it was a wild time. I was in my, you know, mid-20s. And we were seeing a lot of things happen. And then all of a sudden, things didn't happen. That person was falling into sin. A lot of things got exposed. And eventually the whole thing would come crashing down. Wild. I mean, can you imagine at my age not even realizing in retrospect what was going on? I remember September of 08, I was in Toronto. There must have been 10, 15,000 people. It was a Wednesday night. It was live on television across the world. And as I was sitting in the pastor's office, he said to me, I need you to go out there. Because I was speaking. I was the one kicking off this big conference. I actually took my friend's place in the conference, my friend that fell. And I remember he looked at me and said, you need to go and give these people an update on, you know, what happened to your friend. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, everybody just wants to know what's going on with this, and who better to tell them than you? And I remember walking out of the office thinking, what am I going to say? I mean, I wasn't even that involved in all that stuff that was going on. But I remember as I walked out of the office, the Lord said to me, I want you to invite people into the fear of the Lord. And I was like, wow. And the Lord made it clear to me that, you know, that this was an invitation. It was kind of a weird time. I knew at the time, a lot of prophetic words came forth that it would set the move of God back in America 10 years at least. And it really did, right? I mean, it doesn't take away the incredible things that we all saw. Never going to change it. You can't make that happen if you tried. Incredible things. But my eyes were opened. Great relationships formed. I met some of the greatest men of God ever through those meetings. But the fear of the Lord is something that we can't just run into when there's trauma. It's like a place that we have to live in. And it was one of the most eye-opening times of my life. The reality is we are living in a day where, I don't know, I think Christianity is being shaken more today. I do not think it's going to have that setback end result. I don't. I feel like there's a real sifting right now of clean and not clean. We are last week, well, a lot of things happened last week. There's a lot of turmoil in the Vineyard movement, where the main church is splitting off, you know. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest movements on the planet, man. Hillsong getting shaken, right? You're talking about something that was an incredible movement on the planet. And, you know, there's this television expose about Hillsong. And don't get it twisted. I think there is a godly shaking happening. There's no doubt about it. You can't live wrong and die right, right? There's a godly shaking happening. The Lord is getting people's attention. God is, I mean, dude, we have to be finished with this part of Christianity where, you know, you break through to certain realms, and then you just, you know, kind of just live in your flesh. It can't happen. But the reality is, every minister I know is a flawed individual. Doesn't mean they're sinners. You follow what I'm saying? Like, they're not in sin. But as long as your flesh is on this earth, your breath's going to stink. I remember when they interviewed Steve Hill on 2020 during the whole Brownsville revival, and they actually asked him what was the key to the revival, and his response was crazy to me. He said, the key is we've overcome our dark side. Everybody has a dark side of sin, and you've got to overcome that and live in that freedom that Jesus paid for. And so there are lies from the pit of hell that the devil would want to discredit in the midst of all these things. We're going to talk a little bit more about them after the break. Fear the Lord today, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
You know, the devil wants nothing more than to, you know, because some of these documentaries, and you hear people have been hurt during certain movements on the earth, and they almost want to paint out these, like, crazy Hitler-type figures that had, like, master plans of sin and money and girls, and I don't think that's the case. I think that God honors your faithfulness, and you can break through to realms in the spirit. But the bottom line is, you cannot let your gift take you where your character can't keep you. You cannot let your gifting take you. Hunger, thirst. That's why I never, you know, back to the original story, I never bought when people would try to make my best friend at my wedding out to be a hoax. Like, that wasn't the case. Like, one of the most gifted individuals I've ever seen in my life. I've seen the miracles, bro. I'm a no-nonsense dude. I'm not living in sin. I've seen the real. I've seen the pure. But it doesn't mean that God can't use you. Flawed individuals break through all the time. Look at a lot of the ministers alive today. But there is a responsibility to live clean. There is a responsibility to continually fall in love with Jesus. The phrase I use is, the way in is the way on. And a lot of these men, God has really put their hand on to be deliverers, to be people that just help break through in the body of Christ in certain areas, whether it's healing or prophecy or discipleship or whatever. Worship, Hillsong Worship has been incredible. There's realms that we break through in, but there's always a responsibility to continually yield. And, you know, one of the messages of our movement is surrender. Like, one of the messages of what we believe is surrender. Why? Man, that never can stop. There's people over the years, they're like, man, do we still got to talk about this? Absolutely, bro. And I think it's about time you get back on your face again. Because the way in is the way on. The way we move forward as a people has to be with our face down, crying out to God. That's how we move forward. And so it's important to realize, like, there's more for you. And when you look at the landscape of a lot of the shaking that's happening right now, it's not bad. It's really good. But in no way does this discredit the move of the Holy Spirit. I don't believe so. I think it's a loss for all of us. Let me just say that. When something like these things happen that's happening on the earth, a Hillsong documentary, Vineyard being shaken, a lot of prophets being exposed, it's a blow to all of Christianity. There's not a place around where we point to other people as we kick them in their down and think that we're better. That's not. It actually is not a win for everybody. But in it, I'm seeing God, oh man, move on hearts, change lives, deliver people. We had somebody that came to church recently, haven't been in a church building in 20 years. Got so touched by God. Miracle stories hearing. All these things. and say, man, this wasn't church today. It was family. So don't ever lose sight of, like, the devil wants you to not believe in the fullness of the Holy Ghost and not embrace movements and all these things. It's all needed. And there's not a place in my life, as messed up as Hillsong is today. And truthfully, I know a lot of the individuals, like, really well that are in all these documentaries. There's not a place you're going to ever get me to say those things weren't real. They really did change lives. God really did move in a powerful way. Yes, absolutely flawed individuals. No excuse for it. You cannot think that you're going to be used by God in any capacity and you're going to live in the sin or whatever manipulation and dishonesty that you have. God is not going to be okay with that. It will be shouted from the rooftops eventually. But in all of this, it's an invitation into the fear of the Lord, and it's an invitation for us to go lower and seek his face and believe for the real and believe for the genuine and not let it go and compromise throughout it all. That's it for today. We're going to cover a lot more of this tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.